I'm Ruanito Johnny Ferrarizi from the Indian River Research and Education Center in Fort Pierce. Basically, the main goal of using soil moisture sensors is to increase irrigation efficiency because we want to increase the water use efficiency, which is getting more crop with less water. So the soil moisture sensors allow us to monitor precisely how much water is available in the soil, and then with that information, we can trigger irrigation based on plant needs and then reduce water waste and potentially the runoff.
I'm sure most soil sensors now are based on computers, correct?
That's correct. And they are usually attached to handhelds, data loggers that can retrieve the data manually or automatically using different technologies, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, putting them online, and of course cellular signals, so moving the data automatically to the cloud, making people access them in computers, tablets, cell phones, and a bunch of different other equipment.
Any other key points you'd like to make?
We are planting citrus in sandy soils, and the use of soil moisture sensors in sandy soils are a little bit more challenging than the regular clay soils. So the limits are way narrower, and that makes accuracy of the sensors a key point. And we have to move forward and try to develop recommendations for Florida in our soils in order to expand the use of those sensors and make people actually apply less water more often in light of the change in water uptake from HLB.
For most growers, the average grower, you think investing in the soil moisture sensors is worthwhile, a good investment?
Yes, it is, particularly because we have to keep track of the amount of water trees are using and the amount we are applying. So one of our major concerns is that trees are needing more water and more often, and we are not updating the irrigation scheduling based on that. So having a tool that tells in real time when to water will definitely change the game and perhaps extend the growth life under the current situation.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.